Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Rollo.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
I'm James. I'm James.
I'm Toby. I'm Toby.
Natural reverb. We'll discuss that in relation to the album. But you all blew it. So hold the microphone up because we'll get this in stereo. And the name of that thing that we're going to talk about is...
Feels Like Air.
But what's the name of the band?
Island.
Would you like to all do that in unison? However you want to do it. It's all yours. Go ahead. Here we go.
I'm going to go falsetto. You're going to go low, Joe. You're going to go medium roll. You're going to go 1, 2, 3.
Island. Teenagers, bedroom project, super young, no longer acoustic, 2015 debut EP, another one after that, from the UK. That's what you get. That's what's out there so far. So we have a lot of work to do. I don't even know what part of the UK you're from. Nowhere in the Bible. Like, I've got nothing. So who wants to take a little bit of, like, all the stuff that is in there, and then we'll get into the bedroom project. Who wants to take the first part of filling blanks. In some blanks?
So we're kind of from all around England. Not so much all around, but a bit around England. Jack's originally from somewhere in the Midlands.
Yeah, near Leicester.
Near Leicester.
Yeah, underspoken about city of Leicester.
Yeah. Wolf's from the very north of London. Toby.
It's from East Anglia, I suppose.
But we've got a lot of nationalities in the band as well. Toby is Austrian / Swedish. James is Irish /.
And everybody's
Honduran.
/,
yeah. Jack is Norwegian and...
Austrian. And the son of Slash.
But
not Slash. Slash.
Slash. Slash.
That's right.
And I'm just kind of English and Irish.
Let's talk about Bedroom Project.
I'd say I was never a singer, and I got a microcorg for probably when I was about 14, 15. I just started sitting in my bedroom, making it really dark, and just recording some really weird songs. Very synthy.
Dark and weird, as opposed to what's on the record now.
Yeah.
Because this record is just full of joy and laughter.
Of course.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty bedroomy time.
Yeah, you said that kind of acoustic guitar as well.
I mean, so where was a transition where this turned into a band?
From all over. We all kind of met through lots of different bands that we were in. All of them pretty different from the next. And it kind of, we actually first came together and played a battle of the bands, and it was...
Where was that?
It was near where Jack's from.
Yeah, in the Midlands.
In the Midlands, and it, basically we were just a bit of a joke at that point. We did it for a laugh, because we kind of considered ourselves arrogantly a kind of super group of the bands that we were all in.
A super group of unknown bands.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is interesting in and
truly
of itself.
Truly super. But that was quite folky and quite acoustic-y.
Yeah, but we started off, our first song we played live was Mundi and Dipaka K, which is by Punjabi MC. We had a lot of weird instruments flying around the stage. It was quite weird at that point, and then we stopped afterwards and just thought maybe we can make this something real. And we adapted some songs that had already been written kind of acoustically, introduced the drums and the bass, and it all just kind of lifted off from there.
So this is the first full length, the first long player, as we would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So from this, okay, we're starting to figure this out. It's starting to turn into something. It's actually getting, you know, good enough that we're thinking about it. There's probably a bunch of steps before you're suddenly on French Kiss Records.
Yeah, we started doing all the kind of crappy London toilet venues, as they're called in England.
You say that the toilet circuit, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
toilet circuit.
Yeah. It is, yeah, it's really
the
sexy.
The toilets are always, like, define the venues as well, particularly when they're really awful.
So yeah, we started playing around. We were obviously really at that point, sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to swear on. Yeah. So yeah, we were just playing around, and we were writing as well, and we were pretty bad back then, but we were kind of getting better and better. And we all ended up in Oxford, because these guys were all studying there. I was working in London, and then I kind of I had a bit of a rock and roll moment of quitting my job and moving in with these guys, moved into his little spare room, and then we kind of got our shite together, and we came back to London as soon as possible because London's where it's at.
Happens. Shortly after the name Island, it was probably 2014, I think, I mean, yeah. Just when we kind of, we were unnamed for a long time because we couldn't decide a name.
Yeah. So we got a name, then we got a manager, then we got a booking agent, then we got a team.
Was that in Oxford we met a man called Mike Hill who taught me and James at our university studying music, but we'll come back to him.
That's like a, what's it called, a foreshadowing?
This is my foreshadowing.
It's like the Chekhov's gun of Ireland, I'd say. You introduce him early, he's going to be used later.
So we demoed some stuff, we sent it around to their music business, and then we got a manager out of that, and then we started building a team out of that whole thing. We started from the bottom again. We then like kind of took everything we had online, offline. We pretended we'd never played a show in our lives before, and then we kind of repackaged the whole thing up, and we then released our first song in August 2015. It's called Stargazer from the first EP. That was released through a label called Beatnik Creative, which is our manager's little record label. Yeah. So we put an EP out with them. We then started building our live around that as well. We then did another double single with Beatnik, and we did another EP. And then from that EP, French Kiss found out about us, and we then signed a deal with them in January 2017.
So, 1 room, 2 weeks, no overdubs, no click track. I would imagine trying to get the sound of a live show. I mean, because I also imagine the live shows more ragers than the album is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's always been a...
So you weren't really trying to get the sound of the live show. You were trying to get the sound of recording live. And there is a difference there. I'm not telling you, but I'm asking.
Well, we wanted to capture the energy of a live performance in the recording. That's what we were aiming for.
Like, the 2 weeks was just like... the grind time at the end, putting it all together. Yeah. But all the experience that we'd gained over the years, and like the reason we brought up Mike Hill, which I know you're going to ask about in a sec, he was the first person.
He's on pretend, but we can go ahead.
He's the first person we did anything with. So
okay, so who is he?
So Ross mentioned earlier that he was a lecturer at our university.
Ah, now this is interesting. Yeah. So he ain't no fan, but so he's a lecturer. But what did he do that got him to be the lecturer? He must have some pedigree, so to speak.
He went to the uni himself, and then as soon as he graduated, they hired him.
He set up a studio, and he's been running that on the side as well. And that was how
so
we
separate to the university.
And did you do this in his studio?
Yeah,
we did this in his studio. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of just wanted to put out some video content. We wanted to record like a live session, and the only person we knew of a studio was this dude who was a lecturer. So we asked him.
This was when we formed the band.
Yeah, this was like in 2014.
Right.
Before we'd even...
And you got to know him and discovered that he was good enough that he was going to be able to mix an engineer and get this to sound like it sounds.
No. We have to come full circle. The next 3 years, we worked with a bunch of different people, and then...
We were kind of sent to a bunch of different studios.
But we tried a bunch.
Which is what management, that's management's job, right? Exactly. Management's job is to find you all these people that you might not necessarily like, and then you end up back where you like somebody.
Mm. So the first EP we did ourselves, like we recorded it. I like engineered it with their three opinions in my ear, like trying to learn how I was supposed to like mix a tune, which I'd never really done before. So that was the first EP. And then the next was like a double single. We recorded it in London, and then eventually needed some outside help, which we got Mike involved again for the first time since the first like recordings that we did, like that weren't the, like before the EP, before the first EP, we did the videos with Mike, and then we came back to Mike, he fixed those, and then we recorded the second EP with Mike.
This is a curvy road, let me tell you.
Yeah, it was very random, and that's why like we had to bring Mike in, because he's like he's a key point of the story. He was right there from the beginning, but then we didn't come back to him really until the second EP.
And he was willing, because after you kissed all these other frogs.
Exactly. We found out that the prince was there all along.
There you go. BBC introducing Howe Stevens, Annie Mac, kudos, all that stuff. Still early days though, right? All these quotes, and here we are sitting in a van, and you're luckily these are nice venues, but it's still very early, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Still
So you have not been in any of these places before. This is all new to you.
We had a lot of support from, particularly from like BBC Radio London, and through introducing, we got to like play and headline there, like Reading and Leeds, like BBC introducing stage there, which was a pretty awesome thing to do. It's a small country, but it's very spread out. It's particularly if you're a London band, I think the industry can be quite London centric, and you can think you're doing a certain level, but when you leave London, you realise there's a lot of grafting to do around the rest of the UK and in Scotland and Ireland and like all round, and that requires a lot of work, and it does take. It's like the size of California, but it does take a long time.
And then there's here, yeah. which is the big US. And so I ask this of every UK band, and when you talk about when you're driving in the van, you're like, okay, here are the levels we're going to have to go through to get to that next, and then the next, and the next, and coming back, and all of that. Do you talk about that?
If we can keep doing what we're doing, and get by, and keep making a living it as it. We are, that's all we need.
Like, what a concept,
to become
right?
The world's most famous, and in within the kind of underground of music, there's a lot of success to be had still. So,
and then there's so many like different tick boxes you can. If you start like saying, "Oh, this year would be a success," but we have to do this one thing, it never really works like that. Because the thing you
something, and then you don't reach it, even if you've gone really far.
But this is not a rager, so there must be a filter for your songs.
I think the key is when you're writing songs is that every time something does feel different and it does still feel right. I think there's something when a song is an island song, we just know. I don't know how easy it is to put that into words.
Well, I mean, we've definitely written songs that we've all liked that we've known weren't island songs as well.
Ah, interesting.
And like we'll come to it and we like get quite through an idea and we're like, oh, it's good, but it's not us. And
cool.
Okay, I think it's because we all write in a room together. But we're like, I mean, we all like bring things to the table, and like, and Roy writes kind of the lyrics and the melodies and stuff separately. But we basically like form the songs as a four in one room. And so I think that helps. It doesn't help us describe what that filter is.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs on the outside. And then songs by others in between. And I've done about 700 of these with bands and artists that you definitely respect.